This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Sweden is known for many things. IKEA, its citizens' adherence to the law, its forests and lakes reflecting colorful northern lights. But Sweden has another ace up its sleeve to offer to the world. Do you know what it is? Swedish music producers have been responsible for creating the beats of dozens of pop hits you know and love. Maroon 5, Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, Pitbull, Lady Gaga, Ed Sheeran, all have worked with producers from this Nordic country. We're not sure why, but they do it well. The mystique behind a hit song has different layers. What takes it to the top is a combination of factors. It must be original, catchy, and the lyrics should resonate with the audience, who can follow the melody. Luck obviously also plays a part. It's hard to predict what will be successful. Above all, it's about ingenuity and talent. You might know the big producers from other genres like Dr. Dre, Timbaland, or J Dilla in hip-hop, or Rick Rubin, Brian Eno in rock. In rock, the role of the producer is often one of competition with the artist. Things can get tricky. Just remember the story of Fleetwood Mac's legendary Rumours. The producer had an epic ego clash with the band that even ended in infidelities and a lot of drugs. But what about reggaeton producers? What are the stories behind the relationship between the artist and the producer in the most legendary deliveries of the genre we love most? In reggaeton, history has shown that it's usually different from rock. Most of the time, the artist comes up with some verses, and the producer, a colleague and friend, provides the beat that ensures success. Reggaeton artists have been at the top of the charts for years now. Daddy Yankee's Gasolina was the first song of this genre to reach the Billboard 100 in 2004. And not only that, but since 2023, it is part of the United States Library of Congress, alongside other titans like the Beatles, Bob Dylan, Madonna, and Selena. Everyone recognizes who sings Súbele el mambo pa que mi gata prenda los motores. And especially the incredibly infectious chorus that follows. But I challenge you to tell me who produced it. Even though Looney Tunes, the geniuses behind Gasolina, are among the most recognized and important producers in the world of reggaeton, few understand their relevance, the importance of the producers behind these perreo anthems. However, unlike other genres, reggaeton artists often shout out, praise, and thank their producers at the end of the song. For example, I think of Bad Bunny shouting Diplo, Diplo in 200 miles per hour, one of the hits from his first album. Or for instance, Karol G thanking her go-to producer Ovi on the drums in multiple songs. It's significant as the Colombian producer was instrumental in producing her hits Tusa, Culona, Provenza, and Tecuje. And we are not going to miss out on this beautiful trend of thanking producers. That's why today, in this episode of El Flow, we delve into the world of reggaeton production. Because we know the importance of the beats that make you dance. And it's essential to give our respective shout out. In this episode, we have a very special guest, considered the architect of one of the most popular trends in contemporary reggaeton. A producer from Medellin who has signed the most popular reggaeton exports from his city. Can you guess who it is? But it's not just about talking with him. Who are the biggest producers in the genre? Why are they so relevant? Where do they come from? What is it that they do that makes a hit reach the top of the charts? I'm Lilia Luciano, and this is El Flow Season 2, Episode 4. It's all about the beat. We'll be back with more after the break.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
To understand the role of producers in the process of creating a reggaeton hit, we spoke with Diego Urdaneta.
Hi, I'm Diego Urdaneta. I've been doing music journalism for about 11 years, and I have been very close to this massification when reggaeton got pop.
Diego Urdaneta has positioned himself as a respected voice in reggaeton by hosting a podcast called La Cima, where he interviewed the most representative artists and producers of the genre: Tainy, C. Tangana, Toquicha, and Álvaro Díaz, among others. He is from Venezuela, where, as he tells us, he grew up listening to reggaeton. But like millions of others, he left his country and settled in Mexico City. There, in that bustling city, he began to closely follow certain reggaeton artists and producers. We asked him who he considers to be the most important.
In this new era, I think Tiny should be number one on the list. But I always like to say that Looney Tunes is the OG reggaeton producer, and he's still active. We can compare him to Jay-Z.
Looney Tunes and Tiny. These producers started almost hand in hand. Let's begin with the former. Looney Tunes is a duo of Dominican producers, Francisco Saldaña and Victor Cabrera. They met at Harvard University, but not in a classroom, rather while washing dishes and cooking in one of its many restaurants, until they decided to change their lives and dedicate themselves to their true passion, music. They are the geniuses behind the most significant hits of the first wave of reggaeton. Wisin y Yandel's Rakata, Daddy Yankee's Lo Que Paso Paso, and even Tego Calderon's album A Bailarle. They were the ones who boosted the career of another reggaeton production giant, Tainy. Looney Tunes gave him his first opportunity at only 14 years old when they added him to their team, Mas Flow. Together, they were known as Tiny Tunes.
They say that desde los 16 andaba en Mercedes.
Yandel even mentioned how young and successful he was at a young age in that verse that we all remember, Tiny, who's been riding in Mercedes since he was 16. Tiny, as Diego Urdaneta says, was influenced by the immense wave of alternative music played on MTV at the time. And yes, he started at 14. You remember Abusadora by Wisin y Yandel? Well, that was Tiny. The summer hit of 2018, I Like It by Cardi B with Bad Bunny and J Balvin, Tiny. Jimmy Fallon dancing to In Da Ghetto with J Balvin, just like millions around the world because of a TikTok trend. That song is a production by Tiny. Callaita and Yo Perreo Sola by Bad Bunny, La Combi Versace by Rosalía with Toquicha, Telepatía by Kali Uchis, De Una Vez by Selena Gomez, who do you think? Tiny. We could spend hours listing Tiny's hits and achievements. It's been one after the other, covering nearly 25 years of career, where he's worked with practically every reggaeton artist you know and love.
He's like this very special kid. He merged that with all of these Anglo bands that were like always on MTV. And that's why when he was one of the main producers in Por Siempre, Bad Bunny's debut album, you heard all of these like much more alternative rock-oriented songs.
In a recent interview with El País, Tiny acknowledged the influence that Looney Tunes had on him, saying, "They are the reason why I decided to make music. The reason I learned to find my sound and to have the first opportunity to enter music as a professional. It was the label and it helped me do everything I did in my career." They had no obligation. They already had their status. Choosing this 14-year-old kid and putting me to work with them is something I will always be grateful for.
He's a producer that listens to a lot of genres. He's always saying that his influences are very much like Papa Roach, Blink-182, My Chemical Romance. He's like the poster kid for the millennial producer.
In 2023, he released his first solo album, Data. On this album, the reggaeton architect collaborates with artists of all kinds. Bad Bunny, Skrillex, Young Miko, Julieta Venegas, and Arca. The album cover features a manga-style animated girl with pink hair, which he says also inspires him because things are fantastical and not so literal.
In the aesthetics of the beats, of the production, and in the way even that he dresses, like he's a lot into Japanese culture, you know? Even his album comes from that.
The duo of Looney Tunes and Tiny, known as Tiny Tunes, left an indelible mark on reggaeton, especially in that reggaeton from the mid-2000s to the mid-2010s. After that era, reggaeton stopped being solely focused on the Caribbean and settled in the heart of another region, another country that I deeply love and had been grinding almost from the beginning. In particular, a beautiful city surrounded by mountains, Medellín. With artists like Karol G, J Balvin, and Maluma, this Colombian city took reggaeton to another level in the mid-2010s. This leap to popularity was not the first that reggaeton had experienced. Let's remember that it went from the underground to global with Daddy Yankee's Gasolina, but then it lost some momentum. However, in this era,
with a new way of singing it, people from other countries besides Puerto Rico, people from Medellin, artists from Colombia, started to make a change.
The year was 2016. Let's remember, Trump won the presidency of the United States in unprecedented election history. The United Kingdom decided to separate from the European Union and Brexit. And on the dance floors, a pop closer to Latin rhythms was playing. Remember Drake's One Dance or Rihanna's Work? It was precisely in that context that a gem emerged. It was J Balvin's album, Energia.
J Balvin, one of the biggest reggaeton acts in, I don't know, in the last 8 to 10 years, he said this himself, that one of his key wishes was that he could do reggaeton for all of the family.
Reggaeton for everyone. It sounds ambitious, especially at that time. But it was achieved. It transcended borders and ages. Balvin's Energia was the most listened to album in the United States in 2016, and it had 6 consecutive singles at number 1. Above all, it was an album that marked the identity of what would be known as the Medellin sound. Behind this sound was a paisa producer who helped make this boom happen, Sky Rompiendo.
I think Sky was one of the key architects of the Medellin sound. He was there producing all of his albums. I think the way that they were doing their beats, their melodies.
Sky Rompiendo has collaborated with dozens of other artists. Among his hits, Ahí Vamos by J Balvin, which won the 2015 Latin Grammy for Best Urban Song. He also worked with C. Tangana, Karol G, Farruko, Maluma, De La Ghetto, Ozuna, Fade, Sech.
It's a different animal to Tiny because Sky is telling you the way how to sing. He's writing the lyrics sometimes or all the time. And his sound draws more from the Anglo-pop and United States hip-hop. I think that's one of his main characteristics.
A producer who writes but also collaborates very closely with the artists with whom he creates his greatest hits, and who also helped to shape a new aesthetic and stage of reggaeton. His relevance is similar to that of Tiny or Looney Tunes. Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Don't go away, because after the break, we'll be back with a guest who, even after so many years, sigue rompiendo.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
As we mentioned in the previous segment, the arrival of J Balvin's Energia in 2016 changed the history of reggaeton. To find out how his album was created from the inside, we spoke with...
Me llamo Alejandro Ramírez y soy productor musical.
That's Alejandro Ramírez, a.k.a. Sky Rompiendo el Bajo, but better known as simply Sky Rompiendo. And as he puts it, he's a musical producer. We sat down to talk to him and understand the creative process behind this album, which today we consider a classic in reggaeton.
Sentíamos que estábamos haciendo las cosas bien y sentíamos que teníamos ya una dinámica de trabajo super fluida.
Alejandro says they were confident in their approach and had established a highly effective workflow. The songs felt genuine and exciting. That period also marked a turning point for him, influenced by the involvement of key individuals behind the project. To Sky Rompiendo, they gave him carte blanche to let the energy of the album flow as he wished, with the freedom of the 70s rock stars we mentioned at the beginning of the episode.
Y yo siento que en ese momento fue pues como un cambio bien cool para todos nosotros porque resultamos haciendo el álbum en Los Ángeles, en una supermansión.
According to Sky, that period marked a significant shift for them, becoming an exciting time. They created the album in Los Angeles while staying in a luxurious mansion. This lifestyle change brought a rush of positive energy, creative inspiration, and that mansion filled up with the artists willing to collaborate, all of which led the album to the top of the charts and won the hearts of fans around the world.
Tuvimos unos invitados en el álbum que fueron muy claves. Cada uno fue muy clave, desde las personas que nos ayudaron dentro del estudio hasta los invitados como Yandel.
The way Alejandro puts it, each guest appearance on the album played pivotal roles, from studio assistants to artists like Yandel. Collaborating with Pharrell was particularly memorable for him. Each element of the album remains deeply ingrained in his memory. And it's easy to understand why Sky feels this way. Pharrell Williams has been one of the most creative and brilliant minds in modern American pop. He started rapping with the group Nerd, but after that, he stood out as a producer, together with Chad Hugo, whom he formed the duo The Neptunes, to create hits with Nelly Furtado, Gwen Stefani, Britney Spears, Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, all the heavyweights of the pop industry.
Como yo siempre digo, eso fue como ver YouTube cuando yo siempre me metía a ver Pharrell in the studio, esto y aquello, pero verlo ahí en primera plana, en primera fila, trabajando y de la mano con el talento de uno y que, pues, ¿me entiendes? Como que sentirse colaborando con el hombre.
In Sky's eyes, it was surreal, like a dream come true, to work directly with Pharrell, whom he'd only seen in YouTube videos before. The experience exceeded his expectations, teaching him more about music and understanding his unique approach. Pharrell's influence continues to inspire him and future generations. J Balvin's Energia was a game changer, but it wasn't the only one. 2 years later, in 2018, another album from the boy from Medellin arrived, also produced by his friend Sky Rompiendo. The title, Vibras. In this album, we hear somewhat of a more mature Balvin, and the collaborations speak for themselves. Zion y Lennox, Wisin y Yandel, and Anita. But there's one collaboration in particular that stands out among all, with an artist who was just starting his career at the time.
A mí la vida me puso a Rosalía en esos momentos que todavía la gente no sabía de ella. Logro yo grabarla, o sea, tenerla en el estudio, convencerla porque ella no quería cantar esa canción de brillo.
As Sky puts it, he had the opportunity to work with Rosalía before she became widely known. Despite her initial reluctance to sing Brillo, due to its contrast with her other music, he believed in the potential of collaboration. Her participation became a historic part of the project, demonstrating her eventual rise to fame. Maybe with another artist, that beautiful song Brillo would have been something completely different. And that's the magic behind the production of a hit. It's hard to know where a song will go once it's released.
In this era and this day, the producer is like the captain of the team. They are in charge of the project. They are in charge of everything, you know? They are more hands-on on a lot of things. Everybody's like searching for, okay, who's the producer of this song? Who did this song? So the producers are like sometimes the main stars of the show.
That's why we asked Diego Urdaneta where he thinks reggaeton will go in the next few years.
Of course, the newer artists are going to be like the ones that need to be like always having this edge, you know? I think Young Miko, the way that she sings, the way that she's approaching the songs, the things that she's talking about in the songs, her voice.
But perhaps searching in the obvious is not the best formula.
It's like so fresh, has this edge, you know? When I first listened to her voice, I didn't like it. And that was a good sign. I'm not like used to it. And now, of course, it's one of the like most interesting proposals out there.
Maybe the next Tainy or Sky Rompiendo is working in a room at their parents' house, coming up with ideas after spending hours and hours listening to music. Or dancing at local parties, looking for ways to change the formula and innovate in reggaeton. That next great producer, female or male, will surely emerge from the least expected place to rejuvenate the genre. Like Tainy, they may start as teenagers.
This new generation needs to get heard, and these new proposals and this new way of singing and to making music, because if you want to sound like Ozuna or Bad Bunny or Don Omar or Teo Calderon, we have those guys. It's great and it's more cool if you're like always searching for these new artists getting these platforms and these opportunities to like express themselves in the way that they really are and they really want.
And it'll be someone with a fresh way of doing things. Maybe we're just witnessing the beginning of a career that still has so much more to innovate, to unravel, or to shatter. Because that's what this genre is all about. Surprises. And that's exactly what happened with a singer who made reggaeton fully enter the hearts of the United States. An artist from whom nobody expected something like that. To understand it, vamos despacito. In the next episode of El Flow. The second season of El Flow was written and produced by Álvaro Céspedes and Reynold Gutierrez in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and is hosted by me, Lilia Luciano. Edited by Carmen Graterol. Fact-checking by Samedi Aguirre. Executive producers are Carmen Graterol, Rose Reed, Isaac Lee, and Lilia Luciano. Sound design by Pachi Quiñones, Hugo Mendoza, and Gonzalo Messi. Special thanks to Veronica Hernandez and Pedro Aguirre. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Vances and Arlene Santana. For more My Cultura podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? But don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour? Balboa
Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.